So, Jack Dorsey, the co-founder of Twitter, is auctioning off the first ever tweet. Currently, the top bid is $2.5 million. Meanwhile, musicians and traditional artists' work is selling for millions, and it's all through a medium called non-fungible tokens, or NFTs. So here to discuss this new world of NFTs, why they are so popular, is Mark Ting, our guide to personal finance and a partner with Foundation Wealth. Mark, hello there.
Hi.
What? All right. We're getting a little bit of a breakup on your line right now, so my fingers are crossed. But I think it would be beneficial to start from the beginning. What is an NFT, non-fungible token?
Yeah, so non-fungible means one of a kind. Hold on.
Mark, you know what?
Hello, sorry.
The line is not working. I do want to hear this, so you know what we're going to do? We're going to have a little bit of a musical interlude, and we're going to call you on the old-fashioned telephone, okay? Because the technology, I want to make sure everyone can hear you and understand you, so let's do it on the phone. I can read another email if we have time, unless you have Mark there already. Hey, Jennifer writes to us talking about her pandemic moment of realization. She says, last year, early March, I went to a major international conference in Toronto. My company gave me the option not to go, as news about COVID showed it was beginning to get serious, but I did want to go. And the day after I got back, it was announced that one person of the 20,000 at the conference subsequently was diagnosed with COVID. And the real seriousness hit me when I went into the office. I was asked to go home and self-isolate. The next day, the office closed and has not yet reopened. There we are, 1 year later. Jennifer, thank you very much for sharing that. Have we reconnected with Mark? Mark, hello there.
Hi, Gloria.
Okay, a phone line seems to be the most reliable right here. So you were just going to tell us the definition of a non-fungible token. What's an NFT?
Yeah, so non-fungible means one of a kind. And then token is a currency or a unit of currency on the blockchain. So to put it another way, I think of NFTs as the equivalent of a certificate of authenticity for various digital arts such as pictures, videos, music, etc. So how it works is the art is uploaded to the blockchain via a token. It is then certified as original. And once that's done, it could be sold, it could be flipped, it could be traded for cryptocurrency. And the main reason that some of these NFTs are selling for millions is basically just supply and demand. It's kind of the same reason that non-digital collectibles or art such as a Banksy painting or game-worn Michael Jordan shoes or even Pokemon cards are selling for thousands, if not millions of dollars.
Wow. So, I mean, one of the benefits, I guess, of digitalizing content, that they can be copied and downloaded easily. You know, if someone bought a song, a picture, or a video, couldn't they just make as many copies as they like and just resell them?
They could, but only the original NFT will have that certificate of authenticity. So think of it this way. I could just go on Amazon, buy a copy of the Mona Lisa. It'll look exactly the same as the original, same size and everything, and I'd probably pay $50. Whereas the Mona Lisa in the Louvre is priceless. So why is that? It's because the painting in the Louvre is the original, and it is certified as such. So the same principle applies to digital art. Collectors are willing to pay millions for the original content so they can basically say they own it. They could flaunt, you know, their wealth, or they might get street cred, or because they see it as an investment. Because there's plenty of, you know, art that appreciates in value, and often the wealthy use art as a storage of wealth.
Well, do you think this wave of NFTs, is this a fad or is this something here to stay?
Yeah, I don't think it's a fad. I think NFTs aren't going anywhere. And the fact is their use is actually evolving, and I think it's going to disrupt how artists, athletes, and many other people are going to be compensated. So NFTs allow artists to maintain control of their art and how it's monetized. As the art is basically sold directly to their fans, it essentially eliminates the need for the middleman. So let's think back of music. An artist can release some limited edition songs or an album via an NFT. They can just auction it. However, mid-auction, before it closes, that NFT could be modified to include other perks, something like a physical signed vinyl record with cover art. And those perks, those changes are sure to drive up the price. And then later on, right before the auction closes, the artist can go back and change it again, like offering unlimited concerts or backstage pass access. So the offers or what's available is completely up to the artist. They are in complete control, which is why, depending on the fan base of that artist and their popularity, some NFTs are going for millions. So Blau, an EDM DJ, made $11.6 million last weekend by selling 33 NFTs. That's the extreme. But if someone's just starting out, their NFTs could be bought for as little as $20 to $40.
I feel like you're explaining Bitcoin to me again, but I'm with you. I'm with you. So when someone buys an artist's NFT, does that mean they own the music?
Yeah, well, I mean, after spending millions on an NFT, you would think that they would own the rights to that music, but they don't. They just own the NFT, which is one of a kind and might have benefits attached to it, but not the actual rights or the royalties that go along with that song. That always remains with the artist. So this is why I think this is important. This is why I think it's revolutionary. This is for artists, it's a big deal because typically they do not own their work. The record company does, and it's up to the record company to market it and sell it, but they take about 80% of the sales. So that all changes with NFTs. Potentially with this medium, it will disrupt the music industry, similar to what Napster or iPods did back in the day when they popularized digital music and decimated CD sales. But the main difference being here, with these NFTs, the artists are positively affected by the disruption.
Well, that is good news. Okay, now you mentioned NFTs can be traded and resold. So if an NFT is resold, is it like any other item that can be flipped? Do the profits go to the seller?
So not necessarily. Often there's a stipulation within the NFT that whenever it is resold, 10% of the new purchase price automatically goes back to the artist. So you'll see that some artists will sell their NFTs really cheap, like a dollar. They'll put it out there. There'll be a big demand for a dollar. It'll get flipped many, many, many times. And then about a month later, that NFT will be worth $1 million. So this is a true story. So, but every time, you got to think about it, every time it was flipped so many times, and every time a transaction happens, the original artist got 10% of that. So that $1 NFT actually generated thousands of dollars of ongoing revenue for as long as it's out there. So going back to the musician example, let's say I buy an NFT and this musician offers the free concerts. So I go out there, I enjoy myself, I go to the free concerts, go to the backstage, but after a year, the novelty runs out. So it's no longer that special. So I decide to sell my NFT on the market and sell it at a profit. The new buyer, presumably another big fan, they're happy because now they buy my NFT. They can still take advantage of those perks like the unlimited concerts. The musician, they're happy as well because she receives 10% every time the NFT is resold. And that's why I don't think it's a fad. It's basically a win-win for everyone, except, of course, record labels, because they're basically redundant.
You know, we lost a little bit of time because of the phone line there, Mark. In 10 seconds or less, do you think NFTs are a good investment?
No, I don't. If I were to buy an NFT, it would be just to support the artist. I think only the very wealthy should be using them as storage as well and paying millions of dollars for them.
Well, thank you for the NFT lesson all the same. Nice to chat with you.
Goodbye.